superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Tyler Hero. Oh, my goodness.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
To him, it's another day at the office. He's been doing it all year long.
Rich Eisen.
18 NFL seasons with NFL Network and about seven on SportsCenter before all that.
Someone get a handle on him.
Today's guests, Tennessee Titans quarterback Ryan Tannehill, comedian Colin Quinn, Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson, Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker Devin Bush. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, well done, well done, well done. Here we are on the edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Once again, it's a Thursday, week three in the NFL. Kicks off tonight on NFL Network exclusively. We'll hit on that in a second. My name is Rich Eisen. Pleased to have you here on this quadcast that we've got going on NBCSN as well as Peacock and SiriusXM Channel 211, Terrestrial Radio Network, headlined by the mightier 1090 in Southern California. Very exciting times for everybody. Hold on a second. I got too many mugs right here. Let's put there's a Rich Eisen Show mug right there, right behind the Best Dad Ever sign that we have.
You can just have one mug. It's okay.
No, I kind of like it. I like the clutter a little bit. I'll be very honest with you. It makes me comfortable.
Look, I feel you, bro.
Good to see you, Chris Brock.
Hey, man.
Look who's back. Mike Del Tufo.
A little boxing. I'm back from boxing.
Who boxed?
I don't.
Oh, my God.
Rich, I do not know.
You guys should know me enough at this point in time.
You spent
two days
away from our show. 2 days to set up and work and get... Make sure that the touching of the gloves sounded like it was
like magical. Like a rim shot.
Like a George Lucas movie, right?
Yeah.
And you don't even know who fought?
I kind of don't really pay attention to the actual
fighting. Paying attention.
I need to say, it's a sound. I got to watch the sound. I should say, listen.
I gotta watch.
That's
this
weird,
sound,
Mike.
Guys.
Wouldn't you know? Like, I mean, okay, look, Mike. There's a method to your madness.
A lot,
and it clearly works. You're in demand. Glad to have you back. Glad to have you back.
Good to see you, Rich.
TJ Jefferson. Good to see my social media grandmaster over there. How are you?
All the
sir?
Players came from far and wide, Rich.
Good to see you.
To do what exactly?
Good to see you.
All right.
Hey, look, you're in a chipper mood, Chris. I'm pleased to see you.
I mean,
in a chipper
mood. You just kind of have to at this point.
It's funny because last night.
You just have to.
No, I'll just tell you what's going on in my world. I always do. I share. I give. That's all I can do is just give. Last night, there were some parent-teacher Zooms going on,
where we
Zoom in and the teachers tell the parents en masse about the curriculum and stuff like that. So I'm trying to be, again, best dad ever.
Trying to be.
So I'm not watching the first half of Celtics and Heat.
Great. Didn't miss
a
thing.
But I am seeing my brother-in-law complaining.
Of course.
I'm seeing a handful of Celtics fans who I follow complaining.
Yeah.
Whining, moaning. And I'm like, wow, this must not be going very well. And I checked the score. Celtics down 3. That's it. Celtics down 3.
Yep.
But my brother-in-law, Scotty Schuster, did say that Tatum looked like he didn't want to be there. And I'm wondering, what does that mean? So I looked at the box score while also keeping an ear peeled about the curriculum.
Sure.
Because, again, best dad ever.
I mean,
I'm multitasking.
I don't know who listens less, you and the curriculum, Del Tufo on the fight that he
No, 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 no. Okay. I can know. Listen, I can understand that when they're talking about teaching my second grader about round numbers, it matched Jason Tatum's first half tally. Right? It matched his uniform number.
Matched his uniform number, man.
What?
Like WTF, bro.
But still.
Only down six.
I even showed Susie. I'm like, look, your brother's complaining. And look at this. I honestly thought it's like a washout, like a wipeout. It was a one possession game.
Yeah. It was six at the half.
I'm like, look, it's just one possession.
Yeah, it was.
So,
it was,
you know, in between the second grade and sixth grade Zooms, because again, it's not just one Zoom I was in, multiple Zooms. Best dad ever.
Three-peat.
I'm watching. I did at least have, because we had to split up. Sue's did the fourth grade. I did the sixth grade. I did have an eye on the game, fourth quarter.
Ooh.
I'm watching it. Wow. And focusing on social studies and,
and stuff.
And I'm still able to watch it, comprehend, take it all in, be best dad ever, be best host ever.
I mean, that's
right. Yeah. Well, there's no sign. There's no plaque. There's no signpost. Okay. There's no award.
You want a statue, Rich?
Maybe one day.
Okay.
So I am able to, however, recall a conversation just a few mere days ago here on this program. TJ, you were involved, and Chris, you were involved, and Mike, you were preparing
for
the boxing matchup that you had no idea was what you saw. I said I would not trade Tyler Hero for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Did I not? Did I not say that here?
You said
Did
that
I
would,
not say
you
that?
Said that would be crazy if for the Heat to trade Hero would, and picks and stuff
why
for
would
Giannis.
They break up what they've got going?
Right.
Is what I said. Why even if Giannis says I want to take my talents to South Beach, why would I want to break up what clearly is a budding unit with a talented young player who shoots threes, defends threes, makes passes, runs the floor, defends, and does all that. And this is before the 20-year-old lit up the Celtics last night. Lit up the Celtics to a record, Miami Heat rookie record, 37 points.
Yeah.
Okay, because we're talking about Dragic, we're talking about Butler, we're talking about Adebayo, we're talking about even my Wolverine, Duncan Robinson, right?
Duncan.
Tyler Hero, second 20-year-old to score 37 or more points in a playoff game. The other is Magic Johnson in 1980. So even with keeping an eye on the game and an ear on the Zoom and figuring out what curriculums are proper for my child. I even asked a question of the teachers. Once they were done with their presentation, I was the first up to raise my blue hand virtually in the Zoom. Pertinent question. Able to do all that and recall how right I am and was. One game, Rich. Just one game. Just one game.
By the way, you still make the trade for Giannis, man.
No, I don't.
Rich, you realize that there's a reason yesterday was the first time you've heard Tyler Hero's name and Giannis has two MVPs?
No, it's not.
For the casual NBA fan, it was.
I'm having a little bit of fun here, but the Heat have got something going.
Oh, he's awesome, man.
Why would you bust any of this up at all? Because I'll tell you what.
Well, because Giannis could be top 10
of all time. I don't want to say it because I said the Clippers, when the Clippers were up 2-1.
Yeah, thanks for that.
All right.
Thanks for nothing.
Thanks for jinxing the Heat, Rich. All right.
I'm not saying anything.
Lamush.
They're up 3-1. They're a game away from the NBA Finals. Tyler Hero, maybe next game might not be much of a factor, but they've got Butler. Boy, do they play defense, too. Ooh.
Yeah, Hero.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
your best player can't score zero in the first half.
It's the team.
Long and short.
Don't break up this team. I am like the rest of the NBA world, five steps down the road while we're watching the playoffs because of the magnitude of Giannis's decision to accept a supermax that's coming his way or not. And I know the Heat have been mentioned in that conversation, but that kid last night was fantastic. Oh, and this team is a unit. And you know what? I think I saved that. Let me just get this, because I did bookmark it last night. Again, I'm zooming, I'm watching, I'm taking notes, I'm asking questions, and I'm bookmarking to make sure that I have all of the facts straight here on the Rich Eisen Show. Did I book? Yes, I did. Eric Spoelstra is now eighth on the all-time playoff wins list in NBA coaching history with 82. He passed with the win Celtics coach Casey Jones. How about that?
It's impressive.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm thinking? ML Carr, how many towel waves was he part of those 82 wins? Without doubt, he and your current general manager, the most annoying Celtics to any Knicks fan back in those era, back in that day. Danny Ainge coming off the bench that ML Carr hardly ever left, just waving his towel for Casey Jones's wins. Long story short, I feel vindicated. I'm making a point that I made that perhaps no one else really needs to make, and an argument that perhaps nobody else is really having, but it's my argument. This one is mine. There's no other like it.
Nice. Call
Thank
back.
You. Thank you. I don't know, man. Your team looks a little bit gassed.
No, they don't look gassed. They just can't. They can't close. No, you can't have your best player not score in the first half. Like I've said before on this show, we don't have a guy to get a rebound. We need a rebound. That one possession, they got four straight offensive boards. What are we doing? I'm screaming at the television while Cage is trying to sleep. Like out of my mind.
You know what? That's why you don't have the sign in front of you that I have the sign in front of me. Just got to focus, bro. I'm able to multitask.
Oh, I was multitasking.
Although I'm not emotionally invested. You know what? I will say this, though. When I say gassed, I mean just that extra, that one moment that you're talking about, just raising the game. Somebody on the Heat's raising their game. If it's not Hero, it's Adebayo. If it's not Adebayo, it's Butler. If it's not Butler, it's Duncan Robinson.
Duncan.
I mean, you could keep on going. And Pat Riley's creation with Spoelstra cooking it up and Dragic, I didn't even mention him. I mean, they're all one big, tough unit. Heat one win away from chilling and watching the rest of the Western Conference Finals. That's game four tonight. Keep an eye on that. At the same time tonight, week three kicks off in the NFL. Jaguars, Dolphins. Here we go.
I am really into this game.
I am too, because it's two quarterbacks that have no conscience at all.
Yeah.
And there's, it's going to be fun. It'll be freewheeling. It'll be wild.
Totally.
I am wondering, however, if a repeat of 2 years ago happens. What do I mean? It was week three, 2018 season, Thursday Night Football, when the first overall selection of the Cleveland Browns didn't start the game. But he damn sure finished it. Don't know.
Interesting.
Don't know what's going to happen tonight. Don't know when this may happen. I love the beard. I love what he stands for. I love how he plays. Ryan Fitzpatrick at 0-2, though. If the offensive struggles that we saw in the first half in week one in New England, the offensive struggles that we saw prior to the weather delay in week two at home against the Bills, if that happens, do you pull the trigger and do you throw Tua into the mix against the Jacksonville Jaguars? Do you do that tonight? The grease board that T.J. Jefferson writes his message of the day on and places in front of our leaderboard. Three simple words. We want Tua.
I don't think you can do it.
Do you do it tonight? What if Ryan Fitzpatrick gets banged up? Because that technically was why Tyrod Taylor was sad.
Yep.
Poor Tyrod Taylor.
He's had a lot of bad luck.
That's when, as you know, Hugh Jackson went to Baker Mayfield, who just started torching the Jets, and that was the end of that. That was all she wrote 2 years ago. Well, that happened tonight. Because that's part of why I think you're interested, too, is just what's going on there. How's it looking?
I think you have to hold off as long as you can before you put Tua out there.
I don't know.
He hasn't played football in about a year. He hasn't, his own staff is admitting he hasn't been tackled.
So he's gonna. It's gonna have to happen at some point. We saw what Justin Herbert looked like against the defending Super Bowl champs when he had no idea something was being cooked up by the football gods for him. I don't know. Look at Gardner Minshew. Threw him into the mix last year. He wasn't expecting to come into the game when Nick Foles, in the first quarter on basically his first pass as a Jaguar, his shoulder blew up. Saw what happened there. Minshew mania unfolded. Why not? Maybe that happens tonight. Maybe that's wishful thinking because it's an NFL Network exclusive, and that would be great for the NFL media group.
Oh, yeah, of course.
To have, hey, everybody tune in, it's Tua, while LeBron is going up against the Nuggets in Game 4. You know, that's another just reason why to see what might happen tonight.
Yeah, you know, everyone, like, slammed Anthony Lynn yesterday about, you know, what he said about the backup QB.
Mm-hmm.
And why he should insert Justin into the starting lineup. Like, you drafted him this high. He's going to be his job anyway.
Yeah.
So give it to him. So why can't we apply that same logic to Tua?
Well, like, because, again, this is a team that finished up post-Halloween with a better record than the Patriots last year, and Ryan Fitzpatrick was a major reason why, and I'm sure he's got a lot of fans in that locker room. So does Tua, but... You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick's popular in his locker room and can win this game tonight, and they absolutely have to have it. You don't want to put a rookie in there if you don't have to, and that's probably the thinking here. And, you know, the reason why Baker got in was because of an injury. As we all know, Hugh Jackson wasn't putting him in that game, in those games for whatever reason. But it turned into Baker mania, and that was the night where he led the team to victory against the Jets. And also... looked at his phone on the way to the set, and people started lighting him up about not paying attention or, you know, looking at his phone and being all about a millennium. And then he didn't shake Hugh Jackson's hand later in the season, and he basically started planting verbal flags all over the place. And he was Baker Mayfield, and then his coaching started churning, and now all of this stuff happened. So maybe tonight, Ryan Fitzpatrick stumbles out of the gate, and Brian Flores is like, screw it, let's do it. I don't think he's that type of coach. I don't think that'll happen tonight. But you never know. And then just seeing what this offense looks like. And then the interesting thing is our first guest up today is the quarterback whose departure led to all this happening and led to him getting the monster contract that he deserved, as well as Dolphins fans hoped he would get there because he would have earned it there. And now he's the Tennessee Titans quarterback, 2-0, going into a big Week 3 game for the Tennessee Titans at Minnesota. He's Ryan Tannehill. And then the guy who's cooking in the Pacific Northwest prior to his big game against the Dallas Cowboys, Russell Wilson, will join us. The, if you will, leader for MVP in this season. Colin Quinn, the comedian, will be joining us in hour number 3. Devin Bush will finish up strong as the Pittsburgh Steelers, also 2-0. We've got, you know, if you're not 2-0, you're not allowed on the Rich Eisen Show today, quite honestly.
Is that how we roll?
All right, that's it. You're watching the Best Dad Ever edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We're back with Ryan Tannehill of the Titans in a moment. This season, get football on your time with NFL Game Pass. You can catch every snap from every game with full replays and see all of the plays in just 45 minutes with condensed games. You can relive all the gutsy calls, crazy catches, wild comebacks, and breakout stars from every game every week. It's all the action, all the football you can handle, all in one place. And NFL Game Pass is the only place you can replay every game all season long. You'll also learn from the league's best players with over 40 NFL Game Pass film session episodes. Go inside the game from a player's perspective as they break down the game's concepts and techniques. Learn from the best like Deshaun Watson, Stephon Gilmore, Devontae Adams, and many, many more. NFL Game Pass also provides access to the entire NFL Films archive. I'll tell you what, folks, you cannot do without NFL Game Pass and being a football fan. It makes it so much better. Go to NFL.com/Game Pass to start your free trial today. NFL Game Pass, where football never stops. We will take your phone calls on this show. Russell Wilson will be joining us shortly. in hour number two. Ryan Tannehill is on hold. We're going to, if you don't mind, keep him here for just another 60 seconds while we wait for the NBCSN audience to return. Want to make sure our quadcast audience is all back together. Colin Quinn, the very funny Colin Quinn, back in the MTV days, right, Colin Quinn?
Yeah, man, Remote Control.
Yep.
Remote Control.
That was the show.
That was.
Remote Control was dynamite.
That was so much fun.
I watched it all the time.
Ken Ober.
Same.
Kenny wasn't like the other kids. TV mattered. Nothing else did.
All right, we'll talk to Colin about that and his new book, Overstated, A Coast-to-Coast Roast of the 50 States. So I guess for you, that'll be Maine, right? For me, it's New York. For you, Del Tufo, it's New Jersey. And TJ, I mean, I can't guess from your whole host of sports fandom, but Pennsylvania would be the one for you, correct?
That would be the one.
Your Keystone State.
Well, I've lived in five different states.
Well, I mean, you're a military rat, right?
Yeah.
So.
Alaska and Virginia.
Shout out to but which one? You can only choose one. Which one?
Yeah,
would you choose?
I've lived in Maine the longest.
Okay, there you go. Right. That's where you had your prep star activity, right? That's where you made your prep star bones.
Correct.
Sort of, you're like the Al Bundy of the Rich Eisen Show. Very good. Okay. NBC Sports on Peacock. We are right in the middle of the streaming day. We've got Dan Patrick before us, brother from another after us, and we are all wrapped in, what do we call it, the Florio burrito? Right?
That's very fun. I wrote that down.
The Florio
burrito.
Starts with Florio, ends with Florio. The Florio burrito, everybody. Russell Wilson will be joining us in hour number two as his 2-0 Seahawks welcome in the Dallas Cowboys for a monster game that's coming up this weekend. And the Tennessee Titans are 2-0, and they are visiting the Minnesota Vikings. And we are pleased to have here on the Rich Eisen Show the quarterback of those 2-0 Tennessee Titans back here, Ryan Tannehill. How you been, Ryan?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, come on now. All good. How's life? How's life in the fast lane?
Hey, life is great, man. It's fun to be playing football again, that's for sure.
Okay. Where have I found you? Because I can hear people chatting behind you. Are those your chatty teammates behind you, Ryan? Where have I found you right now?
Yeah, of course. I'm in the equipment room, you know, in the nondescript office. My guy, Matt Thompson, he does a heck of a job for us in equipment, but he's allowing me to borrow his desk to jump on your show.
I appreciate that, Ryan, and you thank him on my behalf. Give him an extra chin strap for me, if you don't mind.
No doubt.
Okay. Well, speaking of chin straps, yours is buckled. I want to start with this story that I read. Is it true that when you were throwing to Adam Humphries a touchdown, as Josh Allen hits you and knocks you to the ground, you, before Humphries scored the touchdown, 18-yard touchdown pass, you said the words "and one," meaning you were taking the foul and the bucket was about to be scored. Did you do that, Ryan Tannehill? Is that a true story?
Yeah, I mean, it was right after he hit me. I'm not sure if Hump had just caught it or was about to catch it or what.
Okay.
But, yeah, I did mutter those words.
You said "and one," because Taylor Lewan let everyone know about that, called it badass. That's a true story then.
Yeah, so you're... fun, man. It is. It is true. You know, I was out there having fun. I love competing. I love playing the game. And, you know, just having fun out there.
So you confirm the Taylor Lewan story. Are you cool with that being out there? I mean, is Taylor being a little too chatty? I mean, what do you think, Ryan?
I mean, if you spent any time around Taylor, you know he's pretty chatty. So if he's around, nothing's a secret, I don't think. I think everyone knows that. But,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, I probably wouldn't have said anything about it. But, you know, it happened. I was out there having fun. You know, no harm, no foul.
Okay, that's very good. Because, so do you like the contact? Is that what you're saying? Like you welcoming to taking the contact? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'd prefer not to have the contact, honestly. I mean, I like the open J from three. but you know, if there is a little contact, we can make it happen.
Okay, very good. Because I guess it is interesting. Taylor does like talking, even though he still has not had me on his podcast that he co-hosts with Compton.
He's got to make that happen.
No, you know what? I can only offer so much. I did, as you know, Ryan, refuse to appear on his podcast, Bussin' with the Boys, until the bus that housed the podcast actually had a motor in it and was able to move around. I have since rescinded that demand. But it's interesting, though, that he would tell the story, though, because did that mean he missed blocking Josh Allen? Is that what that means?
He was on the other side of the line, but he said he, for whatever reason, his guy got the edge and he kind of saw it all go down. So I'm hoping he was finished on his guy and not worried about what was happening behind him. But, you know, he said he heard it. I don't know if he actually heard it or not, but I definitely said it.
Okay, very good. Confirmed. It sure looks like you're as comfortable as ever out there in this offense. Describe for me how you are feeling just on that front, Ryan, for you.
Yeah, we still have a lot of room to improve. You know, obviously getting two wins was huge just coming out of the gates after a weird offseason. But, you know, we're not playing our best football right now, so definitely need to improve. Obviously, I'm settling in still. You know, I feel really good about the guys that we have and, you know, like you said, the opportunity that we have. But we need to clean things up. You know, we're going on the road, and it's always so, even if there's no fans, you know, to go on the road and to play a clean football game against a solid defense. I don't think, you know, Minnesota's probably getting the respect that they deserve right now. And the fact that they play solid defense, they have some good players. You know, Harrison Smith is making all types of plays. He's all over the field. They play, like I said, sound defense with good technique. So good challenge for us, but excited for the opportunity to go up there and get another win.
Yeah, I mean, you know Yannick Ngakoue very well. He used to reside in
no
your
doubt.
Division, and you're going to be seeing him later on this weekend. And I mean, it's an interesting point that you make there, because I'll be honest with you, I did bury the Vikings earlier this week, and in my one, like literally I have one segment per week where I allow myself to have a hot take where I just say, screw it, I'm just going to say it. The Vikings are my hot take this week, so I apologize if I've stoked anything. But Ngakoue is the real deal, as you know. What is it? I mean, you know, taking on a team at 0-2 going into their house. I mean, that is particularly significant. What is Vrabel telling you about this sort of stuff where he doesn't really have to say anything right now?
Yeah, I mean, we understand. You know, we see the tape. Yeah, I think sometimes the scores don't really reflect, you know, how they played. They had Green Bay 8-7 up until a minute before half, gave up a couple quick strikes to Aaron Rodgers with less than a minute to go. So, the game was really tight. They're playing good football, and they're just a couple plays away. And you know, we respect that. We have a ton of respect going in there. They're going to be a team with their back against the wall. Obviously, you know, high expectations, well coached team with some talent. So we expect the team to come out fighting and really give us their best shot.
Okay. Do you think, has there been any sort of emphasis on, because points are up all over the place? Like the first 2 weeks have been insane. Has there been any sort of emphasis on holding that you think has been removed? I mean, are you sensing any different way that the game is being officiated, Ryan, so far through the first 2 weeks?
You know, I got a question about that after the first week from one of our local guys, and you know, I told him we're coached to play within the rules. You know, Coach Vrabel does a great job of explaining the rules to us and what the refs are seeing and how they're calling it, and you know, teaching us to play with proper technique, because the last thing we want to do, especially in our type of offense, is get behind the chains. So, you know, we're not changing the way that we're going to play. We're going to go out and try to play clean games within the rules and, you know, let the refs do their job.
All right, if you could wave a wand, if you're Commissioner Tannehill, what rule would you change in the NFL? Which one would you change? Which one do you have, like, a big pet peeve like that
man.
Thing stinks? What do you think?
Oh,
come on, there's got to be one. You're watching film, you're like, come on.
No, I've never actually thought about this.
There you go. See, that's what I do. I ask thought-provoking questions, Ryan. That's what I do when you come
you
on.
You know,
here.
I think
what do you got?
I think, you know, some defenders are going to hate me for this, and
go
because
for
I'm
it.
A quarterback, of course, I'm going
course.
To mention the quarterback rule.
Go for it.
That you know, once you leave the pocket, that you can take out their knees once you're outside the pocket, and if you're still in a passing, you know, demeanor.
Okay, passing demeanor.
Also,
I like it.
Here's the other one.
Okay,
horse collar within the pocket. Not a fan of that one either. Horse collar is legal if you're within the pocket.
So you can be taken down by the horse collar if you're between your tackles. So that's what you're saying. You have a big problem.
Unfortunately, that is the rule.
Okay. Now here, can I give you my pet peeve? I honestly didn't bring this up so
please,
I could bring up
do.
Mine, but it's curious. I'm curious, since I'm asking a bona fide, big-time professional quarterback here who's on a hot streak for sure, that I can't stand that if the ball is fumbled into and out of the end zone that the defense gets it. That drives me insane. That if you fumbled it on the half-inch yard line, you get to keep it, but because it it is into the end zone about 6 inches further up the field, you lose it. That drives me nuts. What do you think?
Yeah, that is crazy, and it's crushing to an offense. You know, you see it happen several times every year, guys reaching for the goal line and end up losing it through the back, and it just totally crushes you. So, yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that one change.
Okay, see, that's what I'm saying. That's part of the reason why I feel like I have a kinship with you, Ryan. So, are you going to watch? Are you going to watch tonight's game? Do you watch tonight's game? Yes or no?
Yeah, I'll probably watch a little bit of it. I go to bed early, man. I'm an old man, so I never make it to the end of those things. But I'll definitely flip that thing off for a few minutes and see what's going on.
Okay, two things leap to mind. How do you watch Dolphins games when you see them, if you ever get a chance? Do you have any sort of...
Just like I watch any other game.
Come on,
honestly.
Now. Come on.
Really? Like I watch any
Come
other game.
On. Really?
No, that's, I mean, I know that's PC, but that's the truth, man. I don't feel one way, don't root against them or anything like that. You know, I enjoyed my time there, learned a lot from all my experiences there, and, you know, just another team now.
By the way, I appreciate you not using the phrase, you've turned the page with me on that answer. I greatly appreciate that. I really, really do.
No problem. I'll give you all the other PC quotes, but I'll say that.
Yeah, I've turned the page and all that. But no, it's just interesting to me that what has happened to you since you've been to Tennessee. And I'm wondering, do you deep down think that there was no chance based on circumstances that could have happened in your old spot at all? Ryan?
No, I mean, I don't know. You know, obviously everything... you know, has a lot of variables and circumstance and surroundings make a big difference. But, you know, I don't really go back and think about that too much.
Is that because you've turned the page? Is that why?
You want me to say it, don't you?
You know what? I kind of, you know, if you're not going to sit here and denigrate your old team, which is not the reason why I'm asking, or yeah, go ahead and say it. Just go ahead and say it. Just go ahead and say it.
You know what, Rich? I've turned the page.
There you go. Very good. Ryan Tannehill's turned the page. Now then, what do you mean you're an old man? What time do you go to sleep at night? What are you talking about?
He's like 9:15, 9:30.
Out? Lights out. Done.
Yeah, lights out. Lights out. And I'm big on recovery, and you know, sleep is the most important factor on recovery. So
okay.
You know, call me old, call me a grandpa, but yeah, sleep is important to me.
All right. So do you binge watch anything? Do you watch anything?
It's tough to binge when you go to bed so early, honestly. My wife will like to get one episode of something in at night. And
What is that?
You know, it gets past 8 o'clock, and I'm telling her, hey, mm-hmm. We got to go.
What is it? What are you watching? What are you in?
Oh, I'm ashamed to admit this right now, but right now we're watching Love Island Australia.
Come on.
Real classic.
How are you able to turn it off and go to
TV?
I mean, Love Island Australia. That's what you're watching.
Sometimes it's nice to just have a mindless, you know, hour just to not think about anything, look at some nonsense, and clear the head a little bit.
Okay, that's very good. And so then you turn the page and you go to sleep. That's how you. That's basically what you're doing.
No
right
doubt.
Now.
On to the next. On to the next.
Did you just reveal anything, or do your teammates know that's what you're binge watching while you're then taking the hits from Josh Allen and San Juan and getting your teammates to call you a badass? Is this revealing?
I mean, I don't go around announcing it. I know I don't go around announcing it. I know some of the guys know, but you know, okay. Before right. This we were on Snowfall, which I feel like has a little bit more respect.
Okay,
to it.
Very good.
Also a good show I recommend.
Okay.
But, good. We like to switch it up. Okay. Serious, not serious,
okay.
You know, whatever.
Hey,
whatever
man.
We're into.
It's working for you. Ryan, thank you for catching up with me, and let's do this again down the road. Like I said, I know you don't do this too often, so I appreciate you accepting my invitation and coming on. You're welcome here anytime. And you tell Lawan, and by the way, the number of times that I don't mention Compton as a co-host is on purpose because it really pisses him off. So you tell Lawan.
Is Compton on the show?
I don't think he's ever been on the show. He is not, right?
No.
No, I'm saying his own show.
That's
I thought it was the Taylor Lawan show.
It is the Taylor Lawan show.
Bussin' with the boy.
The singular. Exactly. You take care of yourself, Ryan. We'll chat soon.
All right. Thanks, Rich. Thanks,
you got it. That's Ryan Tannehill, who's going to watch only the first half of tonight's action and not think about the Dolphins at all, and then go to sleep right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Come on. I mean, I even watch SportsCenter differently, and I'm 17 years gone. You know what I mean? Like,
it sounds like something you should talk to a therapist about.
Is that right? I mean, I don't sit there. I mean, I root for Big Bag of Leaves, call him Monday Night Football, and I love watching Van Pelt. You know, I see John Anderson, Kenny Mayne go down to memory lane, LC, Elko. But still,
when you on
Sundays, I come out of the smoke at 9 a.m. Eastern time on game day morning. On draft night, I come out of the smoke. On Super Sundays, I come out of the smoke. And so when I'm watching them and I watch SportsCenter, I kind of still, you know, I got the edge. He's going to watch tonight. He's not going to like sit. Maybe I guess he wants the Dolphins to win because it helps him in division. Although I'm sure he's not considering the Jaguars a threat, despite the fact that they almost got him last week.
Yeah. I don't think he thinks about the Dolphins whatsoever.
I wouldn't either. But if you're sitting there watching them, you know,
they almost went to the Super Bowl last year. He got absolutely – he's getting $90 million in the next 3 years from Tennessee. He's good.
I got it. He, just like me, he spite watches the Jets. Because it was Gase who was his coach. Like, everybody's gone, right?
There you go. Spite watching the Jets. That's not a fantasy name. That's definitely an album.
That was Elvis Costello. It was a great, great Elvis Costello song.
Song Pump It Up was on that album.
Spite Watching the Jets.
Could have been a Springsteen song.
Spite Watching.
Love Island, Australia, everybody.
By the way,
if you're out there
listening and you're by a computer, just check out the cast on that show.
Oh, Brockman already went into that wormhole.
Now, again, I'm unfamiliar with this show. I'm assuming it's an island
of love
off Australia, okay, where there are people potentially looking for love. That there are people who might look good on a beach on an island in Hawaii.
Yeah, I'm not.
I mean, Australia, right?
Keep going.
Am I again? I don't know. I don't know though. The construct: people are voted off this island. America votes people off the island week by week. Has this already been decided?
It's a dating reality show. It's not on anymore. It did two seasons in 2018 and 2019.
Oh, so he's watching the archive.
Yeah.
Oh,
legacy versions.
By the way, I should have my kids do a weekly update on The Masked Singer, which began last night.
That is such a great show.
I mean, we're watching it, and again, it was for my children last night, the Super Bowl. It was the Super Bowl. It was make sure that everything's done, everything's ready, 8 o'clock Pacific. It's on and it's cracking, and they were into everything. They're taking the clues. They're just like hanging on every word of Ken Jeong's, you know, possible. And it really is remarkable. And then they reveal the celebrity who I would say 90 to 95% of the time is somebody they have no idea existed.
Right.
So I am, again, I'm just connecting dots here. I'm sitting in the place where we've just, you know, I've just hung up on the Zoom of the sixth grade curriculum conversation. And I just honestly just want 5 minutes to myself.
I believe that.
I just want 5 minutes of peace and quiet. I'm hanging in a room. Taylor, my daughter, comes in. She goes, they revealed the first Masked Singer.
Who was it?
Who is it? And she goes, somebody named Rhymes. Ron Rhymes or something like that, and I'm like, I honestly said Shonda, like the
like, why would Shonda Rhymes?
Buster, of course. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Buster Rhymes.
Is that who it was?
Buster Rhymes.
By the way, do you
kids? And I'm like, she's seven. She has Buster. No idea. No earthly idea.
I got a playlist
she was
I
like,
could send to.
Got you old and trick.
Do they still think like Obama and LeBron are going to be on?
Part of me was very, you know, I had my usual reaction. Part of me is just like, I feel that the kids, like, it would be great just one time they take the lid off and it's somebody that they know from their pop culture watching. That would be great for them.
Yes.
And the other one is, I still am not parting with a crisp $100 bill that I have pledged to give to each one of my children.
So
each
300.
One of them.
They all cash
this
in.
Would be a $300 loss for dad.
I mean, rich.
Again, I point to the sign. Best dad ever. A $300 loss. It would be an L. Worse than what dad took at the Derby.
Yes, that's true.
A couple weeks ago.
That's right. That's true.
Far worse than the loss that dad took at the Derby. Each one of them gets a crisp $100 bill if the Masked Singer is revealed to be an Obama.
Any of them.
Name
all
an
four.
Obama.
But,
does okay. Craig count? Michelle's brother-in-law? Does he count as a...
No. An Obama, LeBron James, or Beyonce.
Jeez.
That's it. Because they think... One time in their lives, they're going to watch this show, and it's going to be one of those, I guess, what, six people, right? Four Obamas.
Yeah.
Four Rich, one LeBron. There's only one LeBron, saying, and there is only one Beyonce.
Never showing up on The Masked Singer.
You don't know that. Masked Singer 27. I mean, like year 27.
I'll eat this whole desk.
Don't say it, bro. Oh,
don't say it. Nope. It'll happen.
But no, but they that's why Del Tufo's a child, because my kids think that there's a chance to use the...
Yeah.
Jeff Daniels was on yesterday.
You've no idea.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Exactly.
Let's take a break. 844-204. There's a storyline in the NFL that's bubbling. It's beneath the surface. It's full on and full bloom in the city in which it's happening. But nationally, this story could break wide and large this weekend. I want to talk about that and take your phone calls in a second.
Sports keep coming back. So does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, BetOnline. Major League Baseball is now in full swing, and the NBA has also begun. There's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to bet on. Visit BetOnline today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the Welcome Back to Sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One. Bet online to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts.
844-204-RICH is our number to dial. And we've got some phone calls that we're going to take right here. And at Rich Eisen Show on Twitter, also Facebook, Instagram, YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show. I want to thank all of our fans that take our show in from there. Our numbers are improving with each passing day since we returned here August 17th. So we've been back from hiatus almost as long as we were on it. How about that?
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Week 3 of the NFL tonight.
Love it. Oof. Love it.
They just announced that the turf at MetLife has gotten a thumbs up.
I saw
that. The NFLPA. And...
Okay.
They were thinking about renaming it VetLife at one point, Rich.
Oh, look at you.
Hey, now.
Mike Del Tufo. Good job, Mike.
The vet was bad.
We urge all of you who watch us on NBCSN to get the Peacock app, and that's not just because, you know, we're part of the NBC Universal world right now, but because soon this is going to be the only way you're going to be able to see us. PeacockTV.com. Download the app. It's free. It's dynamite. And there is not just our channel every single day, but live sports, Premier Leagues. We've got Premier League action. They had some of the U.S. Open on last week. Yep. There's going to be an NFL wild card game coming up on Peacock. It's just going to be awesome. NASCAR. So many different shows for you to take in, and it's great. PeacockTV.com. Download the app. What's our poll question today, Chris? Do we have one over
there? You know, I was formulating one because I know the take you're about to give. So I kind of was thinking, you know, who starts first, Tua, Jalen Hurts, I know Justin Herbert's going to start this weekend, so
he's already started.
He's kind of out. Okay. So,
because I know the poll question wasn't based on our, if you will, call to action, which is
The call to action is awesome.
Yeah, it's the 50th anniversary of the first episode debuting of my favorite TV comedy of all time, The Odd Couple, with Tony Randall and Jack Klugman on ABC. 50 years ago today.
Wow.
Was when a television audience was told that Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his wife.
He only got a pan.
Right, and he moved in with Oscar Madison.
Got a pan.
Months earlier, Madison's wife had thrown him out, requesting that he never return. Can two divorced men? At any rate, so we were wondering, like, what's the sports odd couple?
Yeah, who's the best sports odd couple? I mean, right now it's
Cam and Bill.
It's Cam and Bill for sure.
Cam and Bill are the sports odd couple, making
no doubt
great TV together right now.
They really are.
You know,
another huge game Sunday.
Right.
So we were trying to think of maybe other current ones, and
Russ and Harden. That's an odd couple.
That's pretty good. That's not good.
That's not a bad one.
That's not bad.
Right.
That's not bad.
Could it be Judge and Altuve standing next to each other?
Joe Kelly and anyone on the Astros?
Well, I mean, Felix and Oscar genuinely, deep down, pulled for each other and liked one another.
Yeah, Joe Kelly has no love lost for Houston.
I don't know. If anybody wants to call in, we'll take your calls at 844-204-RICH on that front. But the story that I think is cooking and simmering and for week three, look, there's a ton of 0-2 teams that are on the brink, but there's only one 0-2 team that has signed their quarterback to a very long-term contract because they drafted him second overall, and he was coming off a season in which he was the only guy who didn't miss a game due to injury, and that was coming off of two seasons he couldn't finish due to injury. And the guy is Carson Wentz, who has shown up in 2020 looking like a hot mess. There's really no other way to put it. His footwork is off. His timing is off. His offensive line is off. His receiving core off. You know, the injuries have not been helpful so far. You know, Miles Sanders couldn't answer in week one. Doug Peterson's being asked about it. He's not up for all these conversations about Jalen Hurts taking over. Jalen Hurts was activated for the first time on Sunday, and he trended on the spot on Twitter. So fans are already thinking about it. Because if he start 0-3, what do you do? Because, you know, God bless Jalen Hurts. The last thing you want to do is give him a gig and then take it away from him. Because that's what's happened to him before. And if you give it to him, you got to let it ride. Because you can't just give it to him and say, this was just a head clearer for Carson Wentz. I guess you could say that. But the Eagles, I mean, Zach Ertz wants a new long-term deal. Dallas Goedert is making all these catches. Ian Rappaport reported before week one, Ertz and Howie Roseman are arguing with each other on the Friday before the season. And then they blow a big lead against the Washington football team only to get smacked around by the Rams. And now here come the Cincinnati Bengals. What if the Bengals win this game? Joey Burrow has more wins in 2020 than Carson Wentz. What if that happens through the third week? Doug Peterson on the subject matter as it's beginning to get heating up in Philadelphia.
Layups? What could be the reason for some of those easier misses that he's missing?
Have you played quarterback in the National Football League?
Oh, no.
I have not, Doug.
Okay. They're not layups. There ain't a throw out here that's a layup. And so you know, some of it is just timing with young guys. Some of it is just, you know, Carson just being, you know, not accurate at that particular time. It could be that there's a defensive guy that flashed a hand where he's, you know, got to change his arm angle at the split second. There's all kinds of reasons for accuracy, and these are things that we continue to work on and will continue to work on, you know, the entire season.
Mm. Mm.
Yikes.
Now, Doug Peterson, one of the, you know, excellent attributes that he has is his way with the media, which you have to have that savvy in the Philadelphia media.
Absolutely.
But to go in the direction of, have you ever played the sport?
It's not
good. It just shows you the pressure and tension that is reaching a boiling point in Philadelphia. Because, again, he knows. He knows. Everybody knows that if Wentz can't beat the Bengals, if they have trouble beating the Bengals and they're 0-3 and the Cincinnati Bengals have more wins than the Philadelphia Eagles going into week number 4, where Philadelphia shows up on Sunday Night Football at San Francisco, and I proffer to say Big Nick Mullins won't be starting that game and George Kittle will be starting that game, and I think they get healthier, that would be a very difficult assignment. And he knows Jalen Hurts is not going to start that game. You're not going to throw Jalen Hurts into, you know, and then you're at Pittsburgh. Is that where you're going to throw Jalen Hurts? And then you're home for Baltimore? I mean, this is a very tough spot. He's just got to get Wentz out there and have Carson Wentz remove whatever is figuratively stuck in a spot. That's the only way out here. And he knows that. And people are asking about, why is he blowing so many easy things? And because that's a reflection on his coaching and being the coach of a guy who's now regressing in his care. And there's no way out contractually. There's no way out on the schedule. They just have to win. The number of times that we ask Mariucci on game day morning, or he's been here on the show, where we're like, you know, how can this team improve this, and how can that team get out of that? And his answer sounds like coach speak, but I think this is the actual moment that we're seeing. This is the only answer. Just have to play better. Just have to execute better. Just do what you've done better. Just make your read, set your feet, and throw without a hitch in your giddy up. Let Wentz cook, or Wentz needs to let himself cook. And you look at the offensive line and say, this is your game. This is it. This is your game. And give it to Miles Sanders. Take the pressure off of Wentz and let him just make some easy throws, the layups.
Yeah, get into a rhythm.
Because the have you played quarterback stuff is just not going to fly in Philadelphia when you're 0-3 and the guy who you signed to a gajillion-dollar contract and needs to take a beat. And the beat will be absorbed not by your backup MVP quarterback, but by the rookie who has the it factor and has shown he has the it factor. Right? Didn't he say he wants to be the dog, correct? When he came on this show?
Sure did.
He wants to be a leader, sure, and the did. Eagles went and took him in the second round. Do you want to throw him into the mix against the defending NFC champs, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and then the Baltimore Ravens? Is that the three-game stretch you want to throw Hurts into? No, you got to get Wentz out there and get him up to speed.
Yeah, I mean, you can't bench a guy you're giving $108 million guaranteed
to. You can.
To.
You can. You can if he needs a game, and you can. I mean, these things can happen. And, you know, Wentz, look, dude, crazier things have happened. And then Wentz can tell a story one day when he's showing up in Ohio. Remember that one time? You know, I mean,
yeah.
Things, I mean, it's these are possibilities. You can do that, but you can't turn it over to the guy. Well, it wouldn't be optimum to turn it over to the guy and say, you know, hey, you go out there on Sunday Night Football against the 49ers and then go to Pittsburgh and then we play Baltimore. Because those are your next three. You want to talk about must win and must have? The Philadelphia Eagles this Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals is it. For a week 3 must have, I've identified it for you.
Oof.
Good luck. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Speaking of letting someone cook, it's Russell Wilson. He's going to join us in hour number two. You want to talk about a marquee game in week number three? We will. Dallas at Seattle. He is on fire. He is easily the clubhouse leading choice for MVP of this season through 2 weeks. It's very early. There's lots more road to go, but we'll talk with Russell Wilson and you in hour number two. 844-204-RICH. We'll take your calls when we kick off the second hour of the Rich Eisen Show on our quadcast on the other side of this break.
Welcome to the MIP.
Yeah.
The Michael Irvin Podcast.
You knew this was coming.
Guess who? Let me start this thing off.
Join me every week for the Michael Irvin Podcast. We'll give you the full MIP experience. I'm talking everything from football to fashion. I will be chopping it up with playmakers, headline makers, and I am throwing haymakers. I'm the MVP of the MIP. Don't miss it.
Download new episodes of the MIP, the Michael Irvin Podcast, every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify.